Shalom, woman of Yah. This is Sister Elena, and we are here on our SIPTE page here at RFTN under the section of When Love and Action Meet. And just real briefly, I want to speak on a subject of submission, and it is entitled Submitted to Serve. Submitted to Serve. And when we talk about love and we talk about action and the two of them meeting, we understand that it is a process of submission and servitude that is taking place. Because love, real love, as exemplified by the Father and his love for his people and what he commands of us towards him and towards each other, involves servitude and it involves submission. Yahuwah has ordained us as his servants, and in order to be a servant, we must have submission working through us. Our actions must display that submission is what is in us, because a servant cannot be a servant if he or she does not submit. And I know the word submission causes many different feelings to spring up within for many different people. And I think it's because the terminology or the word has been misused in religious settings, in family life, in society in general. But submission really is speaking of is speaking of where a person's heart is and what it is that a person desires. Because wherever one's heart is, that's where one's treasure is. Wherever one's heart is, that is what they're going to pursue. So looking at submission from the standpoint of what is my heart longing for? What is my heart desiring? What has my heart made a decision to covenant with a particular thing or a particular person? So looking at submission from the standpoint of desire, I think would help us to better understand what it is that Yahuwah requires of us when we speak of submission, submission in our relationship to him and in our relationship to each other. So when love and action meet, speaking on submitted to serve, submitted to serve. Now, a person can't truly be, none of us can truly be a servant if, like I said, we're not submitted. People can do things and put on the cloak as if they are serving, but if their heart is not in it, and it's not something they truly desire to do, then the act of submission or even the act of serving doesn't mean anything. And it's not really even accepted. Many times we have heard, even in relationships, where you have one person who may tell the other person, your heart is not in this, or you really don't want to do this, you know, whether that's speaking of the relationship itself, or if it's speaking of something that one has asked of the other. But there is the knowledge that through even how the person may serve and in what attitude they're serving, it gives way, or it is telling to if the person is really submitted. If the person really wants to do this, if the person is truly desiring this or longing for this. So submission is all about what we desire, because whatever we desire, we submit to. And then in other cases, there are things that we may not desire, but we submit to it anyway, because we either know it's the right thing to do. Some people submit to things that they don't want to do because they may be intimidated by the situation or by other people. Some people submit to things because they figure this is the easiest way for everybody to get along and to coexist peacefully. But in the submission that we offer Yahuwah, it has to be something that we do it because we desire Him. We do it because we desire Yahuwah's approval in our lives. We do it because we want to be found pleasing to Yah. We do it because we want to know Him more. We want to love Him more. We want to fall in love with Him. So when we're serving Him, it should never be because, oh, I just got to do this because this is what's expected of me. Or if I don't do this, then so and so is going to have a problem with it. No, we should serve Yahuwah because we desire Yahuwah. No one would really appreciate anyone doing for them or going through the, just going through the actions of serving and submitting if that person's heart isn't in it. Nobody would really want that because it doesn't make you feel good, and you know that the person's heart isn't desiring you or desiring what it is that you're asking of them. And it's the same with Yahuwah. Yahuwah, He doesn't need us. It is a privilege that we are even called His servants. It is a privilege that we have the opportunity to serve this wonderful being, the one who made all things, the one who has made a way for humanity to know Him and to be restored. So we have an opportunity. We have this great privilege, and we want to let Yahuwah know how much we appreciate Him, how much we appreciate who He is, what He is, all that He does, and that we desire to serve this great Elohim. We desire to serve the sovereign that is over and above all earthly sovereigns, to serve this master who is above and over all earthly masters. That we desire Him, that we long for Him, because it is in a true desire for Yah, a true longing for His ways, that we, and then in doing the servitude, right, that we can even be called His servants. Because if we don't desire Yah, if we don't long for Yah, then we're not His servants. And we will not be enriched in the way that He intends and desires to enrich our lives. And like over here in the book of Yeshayahu, the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, and we have, the prophet, the vision coming to the prophet, and we know the nation's like in a just in a bad state, and they're in a state of sin, and Yahuwah, he is not receiving their offerings. He's not receiving their appointed times. He's not receiving what appears to be their worship, because the key is in verse 19. We already know they're in sin, but something in verse 19 is telling they're not submitted, because it says, if you submit and obey, you will eat the good of the land. And in verse 20, but if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it. So even though they were so-called bringing the offerings, whatever offerings that they were bringing, we know they weren't bringing the right offerings, because their hands are filled with blood. It says in verse 15 that He says, when you spread out your hands, I hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I do not hear. Your hands have become filled with blood. So even the offerings they were bringing, it was like, hey, I don't hear you. I'm hiding my eyes from you. I don't even hear your prayer. You're defiled. You have filled your hands, defiled your hands with blood. It says, and He says, tells them, commands them in verse 16, He says, wash yourself, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Stop doing evil. Learn to do good. So what they were doing and what they thought they were doing, it wasn't even the good way. It wasn't even the right way. Because the Master Yahuwah has to tell them, learn to do good. Seek right ruling. Reprove the oppressor. Defend the fatherless and plead for the widow. And he goes on to say their skins, I'm sorry, their sins are like scarlet. Right? He said, though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So the nation was in a very bad state. They were sinners. They were in idolatry. The people were murdering. They just weren't doing right. But even though, again, going back to even though they were bringing these offerings, and verse 13, it says, you're bringing these futile offerings, right? So their offerings didn't mean anything. Your incense is an abomination. They call themselves keeping the new moon, gathering Sabbaths and the appointed time and all these things. But because they were in sin, they did not know the ways of Yah, and they were not submitted, and they were not obeying the true commands of Yah, the only commands of Yah, because it says, if you submit and obey, that's verse 19, if you submit and obey, you will eat the good of the land. So they were not desiring Yahuwah. They were not longing for Yahuwah. They had got caught up in the traditions of men and the ways of men, but not in the true word of Yah and the true teaching, the true instructions of Yah. They were not keeping. They did not long for Yahuwah. They weren't longing for the Creator. They weren't desiring Yah. And because they weren't desiring Yah and longing for Him, their servitude that they thought in which they thought they were serving Him, and they weren't, but none of it was accepted. We have to long for Yah. We have to be thirsty for Yah, the living Elohim. We have to desire Yah. It is only then that we can truly be His servants. It is only then that we can serve Him. If a person is serving Yah, but they don't desire Yah, they're not longing for Yah, guess what? That service is not even accepted. It's not even acknowledged. Yahuwah doesn't acknowledge it. He doesn't even look to it. He does not even hear it. He does not look to it, because it's not coming from a pure heart. It's not coming from a heart that is submitted to Yah. It's not coming from a heart that desires Yah and His ways, His set apartness, His purity, His teaching. So therefore, the service doesn't mean anything to Yah. So submitted to serve. Yahuwah called us to serve. And because I desire and because I long for Him, I serve Him. It's that simple. Longing for Yahuwah, desiring Yahuwah produces servitude. So let's be submitted to serve, because that is the only way that love and action can meet. That's the only way that love and action can meet. Action without love doesn't mean anything. Just like faith without works is dead. So love and action only can meet when there is a desiring and a longing for Yah and for the other person. May Yahweh bless you, and may we walk in His ways. May we desire Him. May we long after His ways, His set apartness, His purity, His righteousness. And may we serve Yahweh with all of our might, with all of our being, with all of our heart. And then we will be able to be that light, to be that city that is set on a hill, and that others will see and desire to know the great Elohim that we serve. Shalom.